The pain was sickening, but I managed to lurch to my feet, and Cassie seized my hand, dragging me on. "Not far! Not far!" she was crying. Buck and his fellows were floundering across the ice a bare 100 yards away, but through a mist of pain I could see the lights on the Ohio bank. Then my wound betrayed me. We weren't 50 yards from the shore, with fairly level ice ahead, but my leg wouldn't answer. Cassie gave me an inarticulate cry, and by God, she stooped into me and somehow managed to half-drag, half-carry me across the ice until we fell in a heap close to the bank. We floundered through the ice-filled shallows and dragged ourselves up the muddy slope of the Ohio bank. "Free soil," sobs Cassie. "Free soil!" And a bullet smacked into the bank between us. That did something to my muscular control. With Cassie hauling me, I managed to hobble up the bank. Then we stumbled towards the lights of Portsmouth. There were people on the road ahead, staring and calling out. Before we reached them, we passed a tree, and my eye caught on a yellow bill stuck there. Something about a meeting and names in large letters. Lincoln and Smith. I was gasping. All in, but I had sense enough to realize that wherever Lincoln was, there would be enemies of slavery and friends to fugitives like us. 2 hours ago, I wanted to avoid him like the pox, but now it was life or death, and as Cassie and I stumbled along and I heard voices calling out in concern, I managed to cry out, "Mr. Lincoln! Where can I find Mr. Lincoln?" "Slave catchers!" cries Cassie. "Behind us!" "What's that, girl? Slave catchers? My stars, here! Harry, lend a hand! John, you run to your uncle's! Quick now, tell him slave catchers come over the river! Hurry, boy, there's no time to lose!" I could have cried in relief, but I heard the yelp of those accursed dogs. "Get me to Lincoln, for God's sake!" I shouted. "Lincoln? You mean Abraham Lincoln? Why, he's up to Judge Payne's! Come on then, mister, it ain't that far, if and you can manage along. Harry, help the lady there!" Somehow I managed to raise a run, and by blessed chance the house proved to be not more than a few furlongs, for I was aware of a hubbub behind us as we turned into a wide gateway. As our helpers assisted us up a long pathway to a fine white house, I heard Buck's voice raised in angry defiance. We stumbled up the steps. Someone beat on the panels, and a scared-looking nigger put his head round the door. I blundered ahead, pushing him back with a man helping Cassie beside me. We were in a big, well-lit hall, and I remember the carpet was deep red, and people were hurrying out of the rooms. 2 or 3 gentlemen and a lady who gave a shriek at the sight of us. "Good God!" cries one of the men. "Who are you?" "Lincoln!" I shouted. "Where's Lincoln? I've been shot! Slave catchers!" At this, there was a great hubbub, and I hobbled to the newel post of the stairs and hung on. I couldn't sit down, you understand. Cassie tottered past me and sank into a chair, while the ladies and gentlemen gaped at us in consternation. A stout man in a white beard was confronting me, shouting, "How dare you, sir? Who are you, and what?" "Lincoln!" says I, pretty hoarse. "Where's Lincoln?"
End of Disc 4.